This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, November 22nd. Well, we're having our normal Thanksgiving rally this week. Today and tomorrow, Tuesday, will be the strongest. Do not worry about what happens on Wednesday because volume is light. Same thing on Friday after Thanksgiving. But the market has a very, very firm tone right now, and that's very positive. Now, the other thing I want you to know is that there's a very serious article in the Wall Street Journal today about modern monetary theory, and it's very critical of our current monetary policy. Despite the fact this article came out, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has been renominated as Federal Reserve Chairman, but I just want to explain what modern monetary theory is. This was pioneered by a guy named Mario Draghi. He used to be the head of the European Central Bank, and essentially it's unlimited money printing. Okay, and it's what caused negative interest rates in Europe. And obviously, giving out money is a very popular thing to do. In fact, Mario Draghi is so popular, he's now the prime minister of Italy. But this also comes with inflation. And the problem with this unlimited money printing is we cannot tax our way out of the conundrum we're in now. Okay. They can tax all of us 100%, and we're still going to have an $8 trillion deficit. And our Federal Reserve, despite all the inflation that's out there, cannot significantly raise rates because right now the interest burden on the federal deficit is bigger than our Defense Department budget. So we've hit the point of no return where a lot of people are realizing that we're going to be in an inflationary environment, possibly for the rest of our lifetimes. And this is this changes investor perceptions. So if you invest in commodities, you'll be doing okay. If you invest in real estate, you'll probably do okay. And the stock market is a great, great inflation hedge. So the good news is they're causing millions of people to put their money in the market. The bad news is that well, how do I say it in a nice way? It's inflation spinning out of control, okay? And it looks like inflation is trying to moderate near term because crude oil prices have backed off because of China releasing their strategic reserves. And furthermore, Europe looks like they're sliding into a lot of COVID restrictions. You know, there's a lot of protests in Europe right now, but Europe is definitely starting to lock down. Because of another COVID resurgence. So anytime global economic growth slows, energy prices tend to moderate. Natural gas is a little different. It really depends more on the weather. And so everybody's kind of on pins and needles on what's going to happen to natural gas prices. But crude oil is starting to moderate finally. The other comment I have is that we're still in a very seasonally strong time for the market. November's a super strong month. December's pretty darn good. January's phenomenal. So all major market indices, as I talk to you now, are overbought. But they're going to stay overbought into February. And if we're going to have any kind of correction, it'll be in February. But otherwise, you know, they've pumped a lot of money in the system. A lot of money's poured in the market. You see these things called melt-ups. We have some underway today and some small cap stocks. The markets are oscillating, the leadership is changing, but by and large, as long as you're diversified and you have fundamentally superior stocks, you should be fine. So hang on there, folks. Enjoy the ride. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I just want to update you on the market's latest gyrations. Oh, by the way, we had a housing starts come out there. They're still dipping a bit, but you know, that's probably because people have sticker shock from home prices. So get used to this inflationary environment we're in, but at least our stocks are an oasis, and at least we still have very, very strong earnings in the pipeline. So I'm personally very excited about my stocks. I do think the market will eventually get more narrow, but right now I want you to enjoy this seasonality that naturally drives stocks higher, especially the small caps. So just hang on, enjoy the ride, folks, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's Louis Navalier.